is The Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs program. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation. SMS us on 0427JOY949, email on air at joy.org.au, or add us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
Silence can speak volumes. And on Monday night in Melbourne, at a vigil for Eurydice Dixon, it did just that. One week on, here on The Informer, we recount how communities on and offline have been managing to change the narrative and what that tone means for where we go to next, as we try to create a safer and more equal society for all. Please note, the subject matter of this piece may be distressing to some, and listener discretion is advised.
Last week, 22-year-old Eurydice Dixon was raped and murdered in Princes Park in Melbourne. She was walking home through the park after a gig in the city. She was only a few hundred metres from home and she'd just texted her partner to say she was safe. Eurydice's body was found on the soccer pitch in the early hours of the morning. By the time the news broke on Wednesday morning, police had issued a statement cautioning people walking through the area to remain aware and to keep their mobile phones on them at all times. By Wednesday night, 19-year-old James Todd had turned himself in to police. He will face court on one count of rape and one count of murder. It is believed that the two were strangers. He has not applied for bail. By Friday, the conversation was shifting. Police comments urging women to take responsibility for their safety had sparked a backlash on social media. The comments were criticised as victim-blaming. Many women said that they were sick of living in fear and demanded that the conversation change to one that focused on telling men not to rape women rather than telling women how they could better hide from the threat of violence. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews took to social media to support this new conversation. His powerful closing statement, "Go about your day exactly as you intend, on your terms, because women don't need to change their behaviour. Men do," echoed the popular sentiment. On Monday morning, Victoria's Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton announced publicly that police should have used better language in the wake of Eurydice's rape and murder, and Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said that more needed to be done to change the behaviour of men. It is possible that this is the first time women have spoken out against victim blaming and been heard on a national level. It's certainly the first time the conversation has changed so completely to one that looks at the behaviour of men, who are almost exclusively the perpetrators of gender-based violence. It can't undo what happened to Eurydice Dixon, but perhaps it provides some hope for the future of our national consciousness. On Monday night, the nation left politics behind for a moment. 10,000 people made their way to Princes Park to hold a silent vigil for Eurydice on the soccer pitch where she died. Thousands more held similar vigils in parks across the nation. At the request of her friends and family, it was not a politicised event. Instead, attendees stood in silence for half an hour in the icy wind, remembering Eurydice and all the other victims of gendered violence. This is the sound of 10,000 people standing in silence. Vale Eurydice Dixon.
Thank you for joining us in that minute of silence. That was Rachel Taylor Jones. And if you feel distressed by any part of this story or have any personal concerns on LGBTIQA+ issues, please contact the team at QLife on 1800 184 527 or for web counselling at qlife.org.au. Or you can contact Beyond Blue on 1300 22 46 36 and at beyondblue.org.au. And in an emergency, always dial 000.
There is still more to come on Joy's The Informer, the news program from an LGBTI perspective.